Seven Land presents Paralyzed. Chapter 4, Those That Survive, Part 2.
We have to go looking for him.
No!
We have to.
Oh yeah, because that worked out so well for Ashley.
Shut up, Seth. Jen, what happened?
Not now, Ethan.
You can't seriously be thinking about going back out there. Look at you, you look like fucking Carrie.
Are you hurt?
No.
Whose blood is that?
Oh, God.
Jen broke. Her hands went to her face as she tried to keep herself from crying. Her legs shook and she slowly lowered to the floor.
What happened out there? Jen?
Come on, to the couch. I helped her up and brought her to the couch where she sat and tried to compose herself. You saw it, didn't you?
It attacked us.
You guys had to be outside the camp.
Not far.
You didn't even make it to the main road?
No. Ethan and I remembered something before we left the campsite. Bikes. Those guys we met, the ones traveling cross-country, they had mountain bikes. Shit. Joey even showed me his. Before we hit the campground, we figured it would get us to Rutherford faster.
What happened?
The gears. The chains. They fucked up on mine when we hit the country roads, and Ethan tried fixing it. And then we heard the screech. It was loud. Ethan told me to get on his bike and go. I told him I wouldn't, and it didn't matter because the thing showed up.
Oh my God.
Ethan fought it. He told me to run, and I did, back to the cabin.
No cars drove by?
No.
Whose blood is it?
Ethan's. And that thing's. Ethan hit it with the axe, but it didn't go down.
This doesn't make any sense. You just saw the thing. How could it make it all the way back to the country roads and attack them?
You saw it?
Yeah, outside, in the field.
Why don't you just tell her everything?
What is he talking about, David?
Jesus Christ, Seth, would you just back the fuck off?
I don't think I have to. It's your fucking fault.
Seth!
It is! It's his fault that this is happening. It's his fault that Brian and Cooper and Ethan are gone.
What's he talking about?
Tell her. Tell her about your dreams. How we all die.
I knew it.
He knows what's going on here. He told us we all die. He knows what happens to us.
Jen stared at me, unblinking. I just shook my head and walked out of the room. I sat on the bed looking at my phone. Still no signal. I could hear Jen in the bathroom, the faucet running. A good 20 minutes passed before she came in and sat beside me. We sat in silence for a few moments. She had changed clothes.
Why don't you trust me, David?
It's not about trust, it's about letting go.
I'm not even sure what we're talking about.
You don't think I want to know what's going on?
You can talk to me.
I would if I knew anything. I just can't answer any questions right now.
Katie said you had dreams, nightmares about the camping trip?
Yeah.
And the creature.
Most of my nightmares featured some sort of, monstrosity. I don't know why, and I don't know where it came from. What is out? What's out there? I don't know what it is. It's just a thing. A thing that wants us. Jen, I think it wants me.
That's it.
No. There's more. There's something else. Something that I see, but apparently no one else can. It's something I do remember from my dreams. I decided to tell Jen all about the Shadow Man. The thing that has now appeared all around the campground. Of course, she asked me questions. I couldn't answer them, though. After everything was laid out on the table, we sat in silence once again. She then scooted closer and put her head on my shoulders and held my hand. Around 6, we headed back into the living room. Seth and Katie were eating sandwiches. Maybe we should go through our supply.
Why? We should have plenty of food now, since there's only 4 of us left.
I want to look for Ethan.
Fuck that.
Right. Let's just leave our friends out there.
I'm not going to line up like Cooper. My leg is shit.
Fine, I'll go back out there.
No!
We can't split up. Not anymore. I say we count the food supply. You know, see how long we can stay here until...
Fuck that! Count the food? I'm not staying. We're not gonna hunker down here and hope that someone finds us. Barry Wright is dead. The campers are dead. Ethan is dead. And anyone who tries to get us will die too.
Then what exactly are you suggesting?
We drive the hell out of here.
We tried that.
We tried that with the van.
Good one. There's a tree down. Or did you forget?
No, I remember quite clearly, Jen.
That thing is going to do whatever it can to keep us from leaving, and it already has.
Exactly. It wants us to stay.
It wants us to stay. For some reason, Seth's statement made me cringe. He wants us to stay.
What's the plan, Seth?
Hotwire Brian's car. We could easily make it around the tree in Brian's car. Plus, his car isn't fucked up. We could hightail it out of here once we got it going.
You know how to hotwire a car.
No, but how hard could it be? We have a couple of wires. I don't want to stay here anymore.
Yeah, none of us do.
Then let's just try it. Please.
Seth, Jen, and I went outside. We cautiously surveyed the area. Nothing. When we reached the field, I looked up at the upstairs window. Katie was watching us from the loft. She would bang on the window if she saw anything.
Help me to the van.
I helped Seth over to the van. He had trouble moving through the tall grass.
You guys, hurry.
We opened the van's trunk and Seth went through a bag of tools. Just take it all.
You carry it.
Fine. We left the van and headed for Brian's car. How do we get in? Jen grabbed the tool bag from me, reached in, grabbed a wrench, and smashed it against the driver's side window.
Jesus!
We're in. Go ahead, Seth.
I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but...
Just go!
Seth shimmied into the car. Jen took off and climbed onto the van's roof. She stood there, watching the woods. She pulled a knife from her pocket.
I need a Phillips.
Here. Seth leaned under the steering wheel.
I hope this works.
Me too. Seth unscrewed a plastic cover underneath the steering wheel.
There. It's off. See if I have any wire cutters in there.
I don't see any. What about pliers?
Hold on.
Seth yanked out some kind of connector with three bundles of wires that joined to it.
Shit.
What?
I don't know what I'm doing. It's one of these.
I can't help you. I don't know anything about cars.
Check the glove compartment, the owner's manual.
I went around to the other side. Seth unlocked the door for me and I went into the glove compartment. I shifted through tons of papers.
Guys?
We both instantly stopped moving. What is it, Jen?
Don't move.
I looked up at her. She stared at the woodline. My eyes then went to Katie. She stood in the window shaking her head. She shrugged. She didn't see anything.
Jen, do you see something?
No. I heard something.
Should we go?
I don't know.
Well, we need to know.
You know, maybe it was nothing.
We all looked up at the upstairs loft. Katie banged on the window frantically. She then pointed to the far end of the field.
Oh shit, oh shit.
I stood up and looked over to the Camry's roof. Something was moving through the tall grass, and it was moving fast.
Help me!
I ran around the car and helped Seth up.
Hurry!
Jen jumped off the van and headed over to us. We got Seth to his feet and ran as hard as we could. Seth grunted in pain.
It's right behind us!
I didn't look back.
Is it out there?
I don't see it.
Did you see it, Katie?
Not really, but something was definitely moving through the grass fast.
Jen and I blocked the front door with chairs.
We need that manual.
We'll have to get it later.
I think we can do this.
I suddenly felt a heavy presence. I looked about the room. Nothing. Then I looked up at the loft. There, by the railing, stood the Shadow Man. My heart sank and my stomach tightened. It was in the cabin. The figure lifted one of its long arms and pointed at the loft window. I knew it was pointing at the car, though. I slowly walked through the hallway and into the bedroom in the back. I went over to the window and looked out. The creature, from the woods, was now crawling around the car.
This is what your nightmares were like?
I turned around to see Jen right behind me, also staring out the window. Every night.
What do we do now?
I shrugged. I wished Ethan was here. He wouldn't know what to do either, but at least he would come up with some kind of plan. Something to take our minds off of what was going on.
It's looking at us.
Jen was right. The creature had stopped walking and now stood in front of Brian's Camry. We'll try again tomorrow. When it goes.
At least, it hasn't been able to get in here. Yet.
That's the key word now, isn't it? Yet. The creature continued to stare at us. A huge grin plastered on its face. Sharp teeth and beady eyes. It was demonic. It was like it knew we were talking about it. Then it turned around and crawled on all fours, back into the woods.
Paralyzed. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Jonathan Moss as David, Julia W.D. Harrison as Jen, Jose Caraballo as Ethan, Kyle Appleyard as Seth, Hope Ennis as Katie, Mike Lenhart as Brian, John Lassabeth as Cooper, and Jennifer Loudermilk as Ashley. Co-starring Ricky Lehner, Matt Deacon, Robert M. Lamb, Christopher Postel, Jack Austin, Nick Engelhardt, Ariel Zadok, and Ashley Cardasano. Music and composition by Jonathan Moss. Additional music provided by bensound.com, incompetech.com, and demixmusic.com. Don't forget to rate and review Paralyzed on iTunes. This has been a Seven Lamb production.